Raider Nation, what's good? What's good? We sitting here. We got the homeboy Mike Avelli up in here, the man behind the videos. And you know, first and foremost, what we're gonna do is I want to give props to the Detroit Lions for their first playoff win in 32 years. Dan Campbell was doing an amazing job over there, but I was told that rah-rah coaches can't win. So that's how we're gonna get into this. What do you think about what Dan Campbell has done over in Detroit, Mike?
Man, he's a leader of men, bro. He a little bit unorthodox with his style, but hey, it pumps them boys up over there in Detroit, man. It gets them going, and they're balling out for him.
It works.
That was a hard fought victory last night.
Yeah, you know, Matt Stafford going into a place that he was there for 9 years. You know, obviously there was, some feelings there. You have, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't think they're going to pull it off, but hey, they got it done and they earned that victory.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, not only was it a victory, but it was also another victory of sorts, because you have Jared Goff, who obviously got traded from the Rams, and he got to take them out. And so that's always a good feeling when you take out the team that got rid of you. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're not here to talk about the Lions. We don't care about the Lions over here. We're here to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, obviously, we have a GM vacancy and we have a coaching vacancy. Champ's going to get it. But what do you think? Because we heard Max's comments about, he might explore any option, and people said that he might explore a trade if Antonio Pierce isn't hired. What do you think that it's also going to do for the rest of the team and the fan base?
Honestly, in my opinion, bro, I 100% agree with Max, man. Like, he's been here 5 years, and this would be, if we get a new head coach, this would be his fifth head coach, man. Like, after a while, you get tired of constantly having to change up the system, having to learn a new defense, whole new vibe, whole new culture, everything. Like, eventually, you're going to want continuity.
And absolutely.
Shoot, why not go with AP? He seems like a really good coach. I think he should be the guy.
I mean, he's got them playing. He's got them, playing at a high level. He's got them motivated. He has the buy-in of his team. Staff looks like they're doing things differently with him. And so I'm the same way. I'm looking at it like, this is a dude that, he's gone out there and has gotten people fired up and has gotten people excited and has people, ready to run through a freaking brick wall. Like, every time I hear him talk, I'm like, no, like, I'll go out there and play shit. Like, suit me up. Shout out to the chat too. We got a,
Oh shit!
Martavius Bryant is in here, the White Tiger. Remember that John Gruden said Martavius was a White Tiger. Patrick Graham, Patrick Graham's getting some looks. He had a head coach interview in Seattle. He had a head coach interview in Los Angeles. I'm hoping that the Raiders can retain him, because he was one of the biggest keys to the defense last year, and would suck to lose him.
Yeah, man. I don't want to lose Patrick Graham. Do whatever you got to do to keep PG here in Vegas.
Yeah, PG's got to stay. At least for a year. He's gonna get his looks. What's up?
Yeah.
He's gonna get his looks at head coach.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle's not the last team to hit him up for an interview. There's probably going to be a couple more, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And rightfully so.
Do you think? Yeah, I mean, he earns it. I mean, he really has shown that he earned that, you know, earned the opportunity to interview. Okay, so we have a chat here saying, I think Patrick Graham is under contract. He's under contract, but if he's offered a larger role, aka head coach, you can break contract for that. Also, if you want to interview for a lateral position, you can actually break contract for that as well, as long as the league, or not the league, but the organization allows it. Look at Carmen Brasillo, who was the offensive line coach, and he ended up going to the Giants. Now, I think we're going to see a lot of movement in that offensive side of the coaching staff. You know, just one guy that I would want to retain is Edgar Bennett. He's been, you know, kind of the one solid piece on that offensive staff for the past, you know, almost 5-10 years now.
Yeah.
So I would definitely like to retain Edgar Bennett, especially with his relationship with Devontae Adams. And a question that I had that somebody had said to me was, what are your thoughts on Hunter Renfrow and his role with the Raiders? And is he a potential trade target?
Yo, bro, the last like minute, my connection was bad. I couldn't hear a
thing you said. What are your thoughts on Hunter Renfrow? You want to pop out and pop back in?
Hold on. Here. I'm going to have to get back on right now. Give me one sec.
So Mike's having technical difficulties. We'll get back to him in a minute. But I'm here, and I'm going to talk about some things. So hit the chat with some questions that you guys got while I reset this real quick. Bop, 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 bing. Yeah, so Patrick Graham's under contract, then, you know, that's okay. We can break contract for that. Not a problem. What the fuck is that banner? Yeah, so what I look at is, you know, now what are the next steps for the Raiders? You know, who do you guys want to be the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders? Because, you know, I'm seeing some people that are still harboring or still clamoring for Harbaugh, that are still, you know, getting crazy for, you know, I've seen some people that want Belichick. I don't know. I don't know if you guys remember how the last situation went with a Patriot coach, but what's up, Mike? He's back. back, like cook crack. What's up?
Yeah.
I was talking about a couple things. One, I was talking about the coaching search, but also I want to get back into my Hunter Renfrow question, where, you know, obviously with the emergence of Trey Tucker, and seeing how Tucker played, and, you know, with Jacoby Myers being able to play slot as well, what are your thoughts on Hunter Renfrow? Man, he's a fan favorite, right? Everybody loves Hunter. You know, I call him the Sly Mongoose. I call him El Chivo. Like, we all love him, but, you know, his production has gone down in the past couple of years, mostly because of Josh McDaniels, in my opinion. But what are the odds of seeing him getting traded and potentially, you know, teaming back up with Derek down in New Orleans?
Honestly, it does seem likely, bro, just because we do kind of have a solid depth now with the addition of Trey Tucker. It's looking a little tough. Like, he really has to have, like, a bounce-back year or show something, because I'm not sure if the new regime, whoever the coach is, whether it's AP or whoever it may be, we don't know if they're going to keep him.
Yeah. But and that, I mean,
his I'd love to keep Renfrow. It's just, we got a stacked wide receiver room right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of too many mouths to feed.
He's getting paid like a number two, you know, so, you know, him and Jacoby have very similar contracts. That's one of those questions where I'd be like, you know, I would hate to see him go, but he's one of those guys where you're always going to root for him because he plays the game the right way. He embodies what it is to be a Raider. He's got that Biletnikoff feel. He's obviously not at Biletnikoff's level, but he just gives you that feel of like that guy who just, embodies a Raider. And him, Foster Moreau, yeah. Alec Ingold, those guys are dudes that I'll always root for because they're just solid people. You know, it's not they never disrespect the Shield. They never, never do anything to make us look bad as fans. I give them props every time. I see in the chat here we have keep Champ, keep AP, hire Kingsbury, trade for Fields, or move up for Williams. I know your thoughts on this, but I want to hear them.
I would love to see it happen. I'd love to see that happen. Honestly, I wouldn't be mad at hiring Cliff as an OC. Cliff, if that Cliff. Meant moving up and going to get Caleb, shit.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it.
Cliff can cook as an offensive coordinator. Cliff, anybody that comes from that tree, Shanahan tree, well, actually the Gruden tree, they. Help some smart dudes. I mean, look at Mike McDaniel, Sean McVay, Cliff Kingsbury, not as a head coach, but as a coordinator. Those guys, they know their shit. I got somebody in the chat saying, I do not know Caleb Williams. Cries too much for me. Rumor has it he may be a diva. Now, you're a USC fan, Mike, and I'm hoping that your camera's not messed up. Otherwise, I'm going to have to ask you a question like four times. But I know you watch Caleb closely. I got to see him a little bit in Oklahoma. Yeah. What are your – because I know you have strong feelings on this. So what are your thoughts on this comment here? Okay. So Mike got that 3G LTE. He need to upgrade to that 5G. But he cried once. I get like people get weird when men cry. It happens. It's emotional. It's sports. Like you want something so bad that your body just, sometimes your emotions take over and you can't do that. So Mike, I know you cut out, so what are your thoughts on that?
Say again?
I said, what are your thoughts on the – here, I'll pull up the comment again, the Caleb Williams comment.
On a trade-up? Man.
No.
Honestly, it's going to be a lot, but
– No, saying that he cries too much and he may be a diva.
Yeah.
Because I know that you – You're good.
One second.
All right. So Mike's gone again. So with that, we got what it is. I think we can let go of Renfro and invest in another position that we need more, internal D and O-line QB. I like the way you think. And that's what I'm thinking. Like, you got to look at guys on the team that are quote-unquote expendable. Now, not guys that you want to get rid of, but guys that you'd be willing to get rid of in order to have a better opportunity. They definitely need help with the offensive line. Definitely need help on the defensive line. The Raiders need.
Sorry,
you're good. You're good. And the Raiders are going to need a quarterback. I think Aiden O'Connell will be a very serviceable number two. He's a guy who can come in and win you a couple games. I don't see Aiden O'Connell as a franchise quarterback. And now other people may feel differently. That's fine. I need a quarterback who's going to be mobile in the pocket, who gets through his reads, his progressions, gets the ball off quickly. And that's what I want to see is somebody like a Jaden Daniels or a Caleb Williams or even a Michael Penix. What are your thoughts, Mike, on who would you want at the quarterback position?
Ideally, I feel like the perfect fit for what, in my opinion, I think the direction we're heading, and for that perfect prototype quarterback that is mobile but can also throw, I would have to go with, honestly, I'll take Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. And, you know, the Jaden Daniels and AP connection is obviously intriguing. You know, he's known this guy since he's known the kid since he was a little kid. And, you know, that is huge. We've seen what he's done with Jack Jones and what Jack Jones has been to the Raiders. You couldn't ask for a better player in Jack Jones, in my opinion. Like, he's got the swagger. He's got the speed. He's got the playmaking ability. And he ain't afraid to talk shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I love me some Jack Jones. Like, Jack Jones is everything that I thought Marcus Peters was going to be for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And that's one player. If he continues to play I'm gonna give you a hot take here, but if that's one player that continues to play the way that he has been, I'm okay with him changing his number to 24.
Yeah. I thought about it. At first I was a little hesitant because I don't know, bro. I'm just everybody that we've had that's worn that number after Marshawn, man, it's been bad luck, bro.
Yeah.
So that had me hesitant, but I don't know. This kid's promising though. He so far year two, he's freaking baller.
Yeah, I know. And the good thing is we got him under contract for the next 2 years, and I believe the most his contract is I think it's 1.5 in 2025. But if he continues to play the way that he is, I'm sure he's going to get an extension. I was asked the other day, what are the odds of us keeping Josh Jacobs? And my opinion was that the Josh Jacobs situation is really going to depend on who the head coach is, in my opinion. I think if AP's there, Josh will be back. If AP's not there, we're going to have some players that are not going to be there. What are your thoughts on like the whole, you know, situation with AP and all that?
Yeah, in my opinion, it really depends on the coach. And there are some coaches that may disagree on paying running backs, but I feel like AP might be one of those guys where he's a player's coach and he understands. Like, he mentions Josh Jacobs being the heart of the offense all the time. So,
yeah,
I feel like, in my opinion, there's a good chance if AP gets the job, I think we see JJ back.
Yeah, I think if AP gets a job, JJ is back. I think also the other thing too is like I'm thinking about Antonio Pierce and his, you know, him being a player's coach, him having won a Super Bowl ring as a player, you know, him going to bat. One of the things that I really, really appreciate about AP is that when he delivers his messages, not only to the media, but also to the team, he doesn't mince words. He doesn't give you coach speak. He doesn't beat around the bush. But at the same time, he doesn't throw people under the bus. And I think the biggest part was after the KC game when he was talking about Aiden O'Connell and, you know, how Aiden was struggling. But even though he was struggling, he never wavered. And he didn't bring him down. And he compared him to Eli Manning. And I know a lot of people are like, well, Aiden's not Eli. But it's a comparison during a game. You know, it's just like, if I'm going to compare Max to Kobe, it's that Mamba mentality, right? And so, you know, what are your thoughts on AP and not only his coaching style, but the way that he approaches his comments to the media?
I like it. It's a positive attitude, and it's like he knows he's not going to be perfect. He's just beginning with this, so he knows he's going to make mistakes, just like players are going to make mistakes, and you just got to bounce back from it. You can't keep dwelling on the mistake. You just got to keep moving forward and try and do better.
Yeah, definitely. So I got a question here. It says go ahead. You had some more. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and also, like, the players really resonate with him because, like we were saying, he played. Like, he knows what it takes. He knows what it's like being on the field. So he could understand where they're coming from, and that's why they can understand where he's coming from too, and it's a good mix. And while you see, even the media people, whenever he does his press conferences, bro, he be pumping people up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the dope part. You know, that's the dope part about it is that he gets everybody fired up and everybody, you know, seeing him get a standing ovation after the Bronco game, Like seeing him, Richard Seymour and Champ Kelly on the, you know, on the float rocking Raiders gear. Like that just, I don't know. That shit just hits different to me. It just hits different because, like, when Josh McDaniels you see Josh McDaniels in Raider gear, like, you're like, okay, well, he's just wearing this because it's his job. Like, when AP rocks the Raider gear, he feels like one of us. Like, he feels like, you know, a fan. He feels the same way that I feel when I throw on that, you know, silver and black.
Yep. Agreed.
So we got a question here. It says, what do you think about us going after either Chris Jones or Leonard Williams on the inside, Patrick Queen to join Spillane and Diablo, and a Dory Jackson opposite of JJ and Hobbs at the nickel? I'm going to say this first and foremost, that would be amazing, but you can never make that trade in Madden. I do see one of them. Chris Jones Chris Jones would be insane. And Big Cat. I mean, I want Big Cat. I wanted the Raiders to draft him. Ever since he came out of SC and when he was with the Jets and when he was with the Giants, I'm like, yo, Raiders need to do that. I literally photoshopped a jersey swap hoping that the Raiders would make the right decision. So either Chris Jones or Big Cat, I'd be really happy with. Patrick Queen was a guy that I wanted to trade for, and he was somebody who I had, you know, actually packaged Renfro in some mocks. Because
do you think Baltimore would actually give him up though?
I don't know. That's the question. Like,
yeah,
he's not Ray Lewis, mm-hmm. but he's top tier. I mean, I would say he's probably top 10 linebacker, you know? And the question is, can they get something else, or what would it cost? You know? Yeah. So yeah, it's very interesting on that one because I do feel that he would fit Patrick Graham's defense really well, and putting him opposite of Spillane and Diablo, there's a lot of speed there. But yeah, it's a good question. I don't know if they would trade him. I know that Adoree Jackson ain't getting traded.
No.
Adoree Jackson ain't getting started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot. But I think, you know, trying to think of guys that are expendable on the defense. You have Marcus Epps.
Yeah.
I feel that Isaiah Polamalu could easily step into that role.
Yeah.
Who else is expendable on that? There's not really a lot of guys that are expendable. You know, you look at the defensive line, we're not moving on from Max. We're not moving on from Koontz. Tyree has been playing great at the defensive tackle spot.
Jenkins puts on low weight. He's going to be a monster, bro.
Dude, bro, he's got a full offseason and he's healthy now.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are really underestimating the potential of this defensive line. I mean, you got Max Crosby, who's the greatest player in the world. You have Malcolm Koontz, who has emerged as a great number two guy. What's his name? Bilal Nichols is playing great. Adam Butler. You know, all these guys are playing really well at defensive tackle. Tyree Wilson has his, you know, he's doing well. And as he stepped into that defensive tackle role, he's playing really well. And like I said on the Spaces the other day, his numbers are neck and neck with Jalen Carter's. And I know Corey got mad that I compared him, but I was comparing numbers. And, you know, what I see with Tyree Wilson is, if he works this offseason, he's got a full offseason, he's healthy. He works with Max and Koontz this offseason, starts working with the lineman coach down there. I forget his name, but all the players work with.
Yeah.
D1 lineman or something like that. Anyways, mm-hmm. put on 15, 20 pounds of muscle. You know, he's already got the speed. He's got the size. Like, he's going to be a dog.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah. Like, the whole time, I never thought he was going to be an edge player. Like,
yeah, you said it. You said it from the jump. You were like, he should be a tackle.
Yeah, he's quick, but he's not quick enough to play the edge. Like, that's a different type of speed you got to have nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Especially, I mean, with the athleticism of offensive tackles in the National Football League right now, it's you got to be quick off the ball. I mean, you look at Max, he's moving literally as the ball is snapped. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. Max's get off is crazy and should be studied. Big Heck says he went to Mount Sac in 1998, just when AP left Mount Sac to go to Arizona. AP is the real deal. So, you know, people know. So we got Jaden Daniels had great coaching with Brian Kelly, helping Daniels with his quarterback acumen. When Daniels was at Arizona, Herm Edwards developed Daniels as a human being. Herm is a great dude.
Yeah.
You know, I know my dad burned Herm in the Super Bowl 15, and he has to live with that forever. But I got love and respect for Herm. Herm's a great dude. Great coach, great leader of men.
Yeah.
You know, we look at AP and we have the same thing. And, you know, with his, like I said, with his, you know, relationship with Jaden Daniels, you know, potentially retaining Bo Hardigree as, you know, as an offensive assistant. Because I think that Bo is going to be a pretty good offensive coordinator in the league one day. We saw some flashes of good from him. And so I think that under the right system, I think he'll be a good OC.
Yeah. Shoot. In your opinion, who do you think we do look at, though, honestly, for offensive coordinator?
My number one choice is Eric Bieniemy. I just think that you pair him with a Caleb Williams or a Michael Penix or a Jaden Daniels or even a Justin Fields, and I think that our offense could be dynamic. You know, I think that Josh gets more involved in the passing game. You know, you start seeing more of the deeper routes. You start seeing some more of the, you know, the cross routes. His scheme just he's a hell of a coordinator, and I think that he would fit with the staff great because, you know, he loves his players. You know, he's a former player. He resonates with the guys. I mean, everybody loves him. Except for Le'Veon, or was it Le'Veon or was it Shady? Either one of them didn't like him, but because he didn't get any burn in the Super Bowl. But EB's my number one choice. Number two, I like Frank Smith out of Tennessee. He's got history with the Raiders. You know, was a tight ends coach with us. Cliff's another one. I think that he would do well. And then outside of that, then my like dark horse candidate is Byron Leftwich. He did some nice things down in Tampa when he was there with Brady. So those are my choices. Who do you like?
I would say honestly, number one for sure be Bieniemy, bro. I don't know why. Yeah. Like he gets a lot of hate, but I don't want to badmouth anybody, but. The QB play could be better over there. The O-line play could be a lot better over there.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot to work with.
No. And he had to freaking work with, you know, Ron Rivera, who, you know, is a great coach, but just hasn't been having a lot of success. And then you got Jack Del Rio as your defense coordinator, and we know that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, that would be my number one. I also like what's his name? I like Cliff Kingsbury would be probably now number two now that I hear that he's possibly an option. Let's see. Even the QB, the pass game coordinator from the Niners. I forgot the guy's name, but he might even be a creative guy.
Yeah, look at what the Shanahan tree is pulling out. I mean, yeah, Mike McDaniel, who obviously the Dolphins didn't do well in the playoffs. They I wasn't expecting them to going into that, going into Arrowhead with those temperatures and them being a team that is 0-9 in playoffs in games under 40 degrees. Like, it was kind of a no-brainer. But, you know, Mike McDaniel has been done a hell of a job as a coach. DeMeco Ryans, I mean, look what he's doing down there in Houston. Those guys, I mean, if you want a coach, get a guy that's coached with Shanahan because these guys are showing success. The only one who hasn't is Robert Saleh. And I don't think that, one, I don't think it's necessarily his fault. I mean, the weirdo Aaron Rodgers blew his Achilles like four plays into the season. So, you know, things could have been way different.
Yeah. Those damn turf fields, man.
Dude, MetLife Stadium is probably the worst.
I've lost count how many players have had season-ending injuries there.
It's insane. I mean, look at Darren Waller. He played, what, three games this year? I mean, granted, Darren's been having you know, injury issues, but he blows his hamstring, he pops his hammy, and then he comes back and then hurts himself again. It's like, come on.
Yeah. See, I feel like Luke just needs to start doing grass fields altogether.
I agree. Let's see. Santiago says the Saints are in a mess right now. Cap issues, head coaching issues, and all the fans down there do not like Mr. Carr. Yeah, we know. We're not gonna.
Honestly, though, the one thing I will say is the Saints have a good GM. Every year, they're always like crazy, like negative cap, and they find a way to make that shit work.
They make it work.
Yeah,
I think, and you know. And this was, I gotta choose my words carefully here. This was a year that was definitely Derek's, probably, I wish I could take this year back. And it sucks for him because it's like, yeah, you finally get a good defense and you show flashes of being good and then you don't play well. But also, I mean, Pete Carmichael, the offensive coordinator, didn't do him any favors. The offensive play calling was not good. But yeah, Derek definitely has to improve. And, I hope that he has a bounce back year. Cause you know, I love DC. Like that's my guy. I know you have your feelings, but yeah.
No comment.
Yeah. Let's see. We got any word on Hugh Jackson coming back to the NFL as a coordinator? So I will tell you guys this because I don't like to, you know, keep things from the billions. I spoke with Hugh, and he would love to come back to the National Football League. I put out a proposal of AP, Hugh Jack, and PG, and he said that he would jump on it in a heartbeat. So put that out there. Take it for what it is. I made a couple of posts on Twitter the other day about AP to LV, the hashtag. Make sure you guys spam the chat with that as well while we're talking here. AP to LV, AP to LV, AP to LV. And when I posted those tweets, who liked them? Hugh Jackson. So I could see it. Hugh is another Compton kid. You know, they have that connection. Hugh grew up a Raider fan. He loves the Raiders. He loves Al Davis. Obviously, when he became a head coach, there were things that were done that people didn't like getting Carson Palmer. But I would be okay with Hugh coming back as an offensive coordinator. What about you, Mike?
I could see it. I can see
it. I mean, he had Jason Campbell looking like an all-star.
Yeah, he did. That he did.
And we were on our way to the playoffs until Campbell went down.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people forget that that man can call an offense. He just not a great head coach.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not a knock on him. It's just not everybody's built to be a head coach. For a perfect example, Josh McDaniels.
Yeah. Great, great coordinator. Horrible head coach. You know, and terrible. that's the thing. It's like I can look at so many coaches around the league and, you know, so many head coaches around the league and be like, well, you know, this guy is an expert at what he does, but he's not going to do anything further than that. We've had so many of those coaches with the Raiders. I mean, Bill Callahan, Norv Turner, you know, Joe Bugle, Mike White, like a lot of these guys where, you know, they are great coordinators, but they're not head coaches. I got Big Heck says we are just a few upgrades away from having a great team, mainly QB and OC. Having a solid OC and QB with a full year under AP's leadership, we are easily a 10-12 team. I do not disagree with you at all.
Yeah, 100%.
I've been saying that. I'm like, yeah, get us an OC and get us a QB. We're good.
Yeah. Honestly, in your opinion, who do you see AP going to go get?
Oh.
Because he has options right there if he wants to get aggressive or if he wants to get really aggressive.
Hey, quarterback or OC?
Quarterback.
I think he gets Jaden.
Yeah.
I think that he gets Jaden. I think that Jaden being at the Broncos game was very telling. The relationship that they have, I think that Jaden would be the right choice and the best fit for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Absolutely. I agree with that. What's it called? In your opinion, if we got him at one, how would you feel about that?
I wouldn't be mad at it at all. I think if you take...
I would understand it.
If you take Caleb or Jaden at one, I wouldn't be mad at all.
Yeah.
Like that's okay. That's a good pick. Like when we picked Khalil Mack, that was the right pick. Just like when we picked Amari Cooper, that was the right pick.
Yeah.
Shout out Reggie, because he doesn't get a lot of respect, and he needs to get his flowers because he got us Khalil, he got us Amari, he got us Derek, he got us bro, and then he got us dudes that we just couldn't develop, but like Shelby Harris and freaking what's his name? Jahad Ward, and you know, some of those dudes, they went on and they became some ballers. And so shout out Reggie.
Yeah. Shout out Reggie.
Oh. Does Jaden remind you of RG3? Yeah, actually, I kind of see it.
Yeah, I can see it. I would say a better comparison. Some people may think I'm tripping, but I really do see it. You know, Kenny, I'll be watching these quarterbacks thoroughly. So I'll be paying attention. Pause. But I'll be watching, and he reminds me of Lamar. I'll say he reminds me a lot of Lamar Jackson.
More accurate, Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But I can see that. I mean, Lamar and RG3 they're kind of the same style quarterback. I feel so bad for RG3 because, man, that dude,
so when he came into the league,
yeah, he was so electric. And then, you know, the injuries. But I think that he could have been, with the right team, he could have been an amazing quarterback. But, yeah, Lamar is balling out of control. And if we get Jaden Daniels, who's the next Lamar, okay, what am I going to complain about? So you telling me I'm going to get an MVP who takes his team to the playoffs? Okay.
Man.
Let's see. Let's address this. I just get worried about Daniels' body structure. He looks a little frail. He is 5 pounds, I believe, 5 pounds less than Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same measurements.
Yeah, so, you know, Aiden's 6'3", 185, I think. I think Jaden.
And another thing, Jaden played in the SEC.
Yeah.
He was going up against Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. He was going up against big boys.
Yeah.
And it's like, he was getting smacked, and he was getting right back up. No problem. He just needs to put on some muscle weight, but an off season or two, he'll get right.
Oh, yeah. As people, you know, once players declare for the draft, you have – they then get their whole program put together. So you have your nutrition program. You have your workout program. You have all of this stuff. And so he's going to put on some size from now to the draft. And then once he gets to a facility and he starts working with the team, then things really go. And then that's when you start installing his workouts, installing all that. And so I'm not worried about the body structure that much, especially because of the way that he moved. I mean, look at Kyler. Kyler's 4'2", 10", and
yeah,
you know, runs like an angry toddler. So, you know, these guys in this league, I mean, there's a reason why they're able to be successful, is because they're used to this shit. They're used to getting hit. I mean, Bryce Young's not a big dude, but, you know, and he got sacked a lot this year, but he's used to it, and he didn't miss any games due to injury. So those are the things that I look at.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned Kyler. That's, in my opinion, that's who I would say is like an accurate player comparison to Caleb. He's, in my opinion, a much taller Kyler Murray.
Yeah. You know, Kyler can do some amazing things on the field. The problem is, once again, he doesn't have anything around him. He doesn't have an offensive line. He doesn't have a good coaching staff. He doesn't have any receivers. They got rid of his best receiver. You know, their defense is – it's all right, you know, but – you know, I feel like Kyler gets a lot of the shit out of the stick. And I give Kyler a hard time all the time, you know, talking about, you know, his video game clauses and stuff like that. But in the same breath, like, the dude is he's a good quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And in my opinion, they need to get him a wide receiver this draft.
Yeah.
Whether
now, it's... Chicago holds number one, right?
Yeah.
So does Chicago trade out of number one? Because we know that they're most likely going to keep Justin Fields. Does Chicago trade out of number one, or do they take Marvin Harrison Jr. at number one?
Honestly, I feel like first option for them is take Marvin. But if the price, like if somebody's throwing them an offer that they just can't resist, it's too good. I don't see them why they don't move down. They also have the 9th overall pick too. So it's like they have a chance to get wide receiver, regardless,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, you know, there's some good receivers in this draft. I don't think Marvin definitely won't be there at 9.
But I still say he's the steal of the draft.
Yeah, oh yeah.
At wide receiver, he's the steal of the draft.
Anybody that gets him is an immediate upgrade. I mean, that's he might be better than his dad.
Yeah.
What do you see, besides quarterback, what do you see as the biggest needs for the Raiders to focus on in this offseason?
Biggest need besides that, I would say maybe possibly right guard, maybe. I'd say a right guard and also another CB1.
Yeah.
Or a CB2, because you never know. Jack Jones is looking like CB1 right now.
Yeah.
But definitely another quarterback.
You think we keep Amik?
I think so. For the right price, I think so. I'd say like a 2-year, hopefully.
Yeah. It's not gonna be a big contract. I don't see it being a big contract, but I definitely do believe that Amik is an impact player. He plays bigger than he is. And he's definitely a good locker room guy too. So I would love to keep Tiny Lowe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who are some players that you are looking at in free agency that could potentially be available that you would like to add?
on free agency? Let's see. I'm hearing possibly Jalen Johnson, I believe, from Chicago.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Pair him up with Jack Jones. That would be real nice.
And I believe he was on the block last year, too, or this past season.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be a nice addition. Is Big Cat a free agent this year?
I believe so, yeah.
Hey, Big Cat, who knows? He might be willing to come.
Yeah, I think.
Especially if we get AP, I think he'd be.
AP's going to attract a lot of free agents.
Yeah.
He's going to attract a lot of free agents. I think the players, it's just like Prime over there in Colorado. Like, people will want to play for him. You know, one guy that I'm looking at, and he's under contract right now, but based off of this team's cap space, this team bringing in a new head coach, a new GM, they may want to go a different way and, you know, go with a little bit of youth. How would you feel about a reunion of Khalil Mack in the silver and black?
Khalil? Shoot, I would love that. I wonder how much his deal would be, though, because, hey, he could throw that in our face, like, hey, you seen how many sacks I had in one game.
Yep.
So, if the price is right, I would love to do it. But also, though, I don't know, man. Malcolm Coutts is looking like a baller, bro. He's looking like that guy.
He went to the same college as Khalil. He's younger. He's faster.
I mean, you know, if Khalil wants to come back, by all means, I'm all for it. But
yep.
Yeah. If you want to come back, I like that chemistry that Max and Coutts got.
Yeah, I think for nostalgia, think of Max and Mac being yeah, Coontz is balling. Coontz is everything that we hoped Brian Irvin was supposed to be. Hold on, let's see. Big Cat is a free agent, okay. Raider Allegiance, facts, my bro, salute. Let's see. Get some more. We got Raider Los. Says, make it happen, Cap'n. Here we go. Kyle Von Eck. New law firm. JJ, JJ, and Hobbs. Yeah, Bruce Irvin. I was like, I know it's not Brian Irvin. Sorry. I'm high. Bruce Irvin. This guy said, Bruce Irvin said, after getting our ass beat, he goes, I don't care. I got a pretty wife. I'm going to go home and make babies. Man, get the fuck out of here, you fucking weirdo.
Man.
Let's see. Let's get a dominant title. Build our center, offensive guard slots, get another linebacker. Peyton Wilson out of NCST would be wonderful. I can see it.
Yeah. Peyton Wilson is the dog.
How about Chris Jones? How about it?
Man,
how about it?
I don't know. That's going to be a tough one to get.
He's going to demand a bag.
Yeah.
I mean, that is going to be a bag. I'm talking. And, you know, what Raider fans don't understand, we got Max Crosby cheap.
Yeah.
Max's deal, Max is paid, but Max's deal compared to some of these other guys,
bargain.
Yeah, he took a hometown deal. Like, Max was like, hey, you know what, I'm good. Let's see.
Soon we're gonna have to pay him too.
Yeah, Mac and LV would be the story, man. Coons had a solid year, but Mac been that. Yeah, exactly, Los. Like, imagine, you know, picture this. Everybody close your eyes, visualize a defensive line in a NASCAR package with Max, Tyree, Mac, and Coons. Like, you can't double team everybody.
Yeah, you can't.
Chris Jones will be 28, 30 million. Yep. like I said, he's gonna demand a bag. He's gonna get quarterback money.
Yeah.
Mid quarterback money. Jimmy G quarterback money.
Jimmy G. Where do you think he ends up next year?
Jimmy?
Yeah. Do you see a team possibly picking him up?
Yeah. I can see him going back to New England. I can see him he's not going to be a starter.
He'll be back with his boy Josh if he gets the job.
Yeah, I think Josh will pick him up. Jimmy will not be a starter in the league. Hold on a second. What's up, Bubs?
I accidentally put it on the mirror, but it won't come off. Let me get it off one at a time.
Yeah.
I was also trying to do it with your black water thing.
Okay. Don't do anything else.
I'm on the way for you.
Okay.
Promise you won't be mad.
See, when you say stuff like that, when you tell me, like, promise you won't be mad, that means I know I'm going to get pissed off. So I can't promise.
Please, spank me.
I won't spank you. I won't flick you. Can I give you a stone cold stunner? All right, cool. Yeah, the good one. Okay, Raidolos, is that the monster himself? Yes, it is. It's freaking Caden. This kid has to make an appearance in every podcast, apparently. I don't know what his deal is, but yeah, that's what it is. I just realized that this was never on Twitter. But yo, Mike, let's wrap this thing up. We're coming up on 52 minutes. Let everybody know where they can find you and what you got going on.
You guys can find me on Twitter, MichaelValley24. Upcoming, I would say, soon we're going to have another BTB episode. Hopefully this time Corey will be there. and expect the tape soon. I won't say what kind of tape, but just expect something real soon. It's going to be special.
Hell yeah. Yeah, guys, make sure you guys give Mike a follow. He puts out some great content. His videos are insane. He actually did the intro video to the show. Raider Nation, you know where you can find me. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, set notifications. Make sure you do everything you can to know when we're dropping these, because obviously we're doing a lot. BTB is going to be doing pods, spaces, even during the offseason. Hopefully we get some people on. Shiny Head should. Mike, do you have YouTube?
At the moment, I don't have YouTube. I'm in the works of it.
We're gonna get Mike a YouTube. He's got his IG. He's got his Twitter. Give him a follow.
Yeah. If you guys want to see any of my past stuff on Twitter? Go to my highlights column. All the good stuff's right there.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Los, draft day is gonna be crazy. You know, I was talking to Cody. We might put something together. Telling him I need to go down there. So we might do something, but let's get it going. Raider Nation, as always, appreciate y'all. Go like, comment, follow, subscribe, set notifications. Give me 5 stars, you fucking assholes.